A reading from the book of Revelation. The angel spoke to me, saying, "Come here, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." He took me in spirit to a great high mountain, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It gleamed with the splendor of God. Its radiance was like that of a precious stone, like jasper, clear as crystal. It had a massive high wall with 12 gates where 12 angels were stationed and on which names were inscribed, the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. There were 3 gates facing east, 3 north, 3 south, and 3 west. The wall of the city had 12 courses of stones as its foundation, on which were inscribed the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Verbum Domini.
Thank you. Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem.
Gloria a tibi, Domine.
Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law, and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man."
Verbum Domini.
It's nearly impossible to come to Jesus alone, to learn about God alone, to be strengthened in our faith alone. In our stories, there's always somebody there who is leading us and pointing us to the Lord, bringing us to the Lord. From our parents who brought us up to the baptismal font the day that we were baptized. Our parents, our grandparents, our loved ones, teaching us virtue, bringing us to the doctor, to the hospital, perhaps when we get sick. There's always somebody there leading us. The apostles are no different. There's always somebody in this line of chain, relics of the apostles. The apostles are never alone. They never preach the faith alone. They are always brought to the Lord by somebody else. It seems that God always incorporates other people in our path of salvation. We are like links in a chain. As St. John Henry Cardinal Newman said in this longer quote, "God has created me to do some definitive purpose and service. He has committed some work to me that he has not committed to another. I have my mission. I may never know it in this life, but I shall be told it in the next. I am like a link in a chain, a bond of connection between persons. He has created me not for naught. I shall do good, I shall do his work, I shall be an angel of peace, a preacher of truth in my own place, while not intending if it I do keep his commandments. Therefore I will trust him, whatever I am, I can never be thrown away." And Newman says, "If I am in sickness, my sickness shall serve him. In perplexity, my perplexity shall serve him. If I am in sorrow, my sorrow shall serve him. He does nothing in vain." He knows what he is about. He may take away my friends. He may throw me among the strangers. He may make me feel desolate, make my spirit sink, hide my future from me. Still, he knows what he is about. I am a link in a chain, a bond of connection between persons. Each one of us, like a link in a chain, a bond of connection, a bond of relationship. The apostles, by their witness and example, teach us the importance of connections in coming to the Lord Jesus. Andrew brought his brother Peter to Jesus. Philip brought Bartholomew, known as Nathanael, to Jesus. This encounter with the Lord Jesus of Nazareth sets up the method in which we are chosen. Before he sees Jesus, Jesus sees him. Before Nathanael sees Jesus, Jesus sees him. The method. This invitation is born out of a prior invitation from Philip to Nathanael. We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth. But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" And then we have found the Lord. Nathanael's encounter with the Son of God was built upon Philip's encounter, just as Peter's encounter with the Lord Jesus was built upon his brother Andrew's encounter with the Lord. Nathanael's questions lead to a change in his life. First, can anything good come from Nazareth? His first question. And second, how do you know me? How do you know me? Our Lord's words to Nathanael are probably the greatest compliment to any of the apostles. Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him. Nathanael's question should hit each one of us between the eyes. How do you know me? How does the Lord know me? Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." To be seen by the Lord. The Lord said through the prophet Isaiah, "Thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you, I have called you by name, you are mine." Our Lord saw Nathanael in a particular time, perhaps when he was alone or no one was around to see him. The Lord sees us in particular moments when we think nobody cares, in moments of isolation, in moments of pain and suffering, in moments of peace and serenity. He sees us when we think nobody does. Our Lord saw that there was no duplicity in Nathanael. In other words, he didn't talk out of both sides of his mouth. Put plainly, he wasn't a liar. St. Augustine comments on the scripture passage, "He does not have two tongues, one for saying the truth and another for telling lies." Nathanael might be called the apostle of sincerity. Sincere is a beautiful word. Sincere comes from two Latin words, sincere. It means without wax, sin without cere, wax, to be sincere. to be without wax. The image that St. Paul uses for Christian charity, let our love be sincere. No mixture of wax and clay or wax and marble. Let it be the real thing, like marble. Nothing added. Marble lasts longer anyway. Keep in mind that statues were cheap versus middle of the road and finally pure outstanding statues. And those statues that cost the most are sincere, without wax, that can stand the test of time. Through the intercession of St. Bartholomew, may the Holy Spirit begin to root up the lies within us, and even within the culture that we live in. And with God's mighty help, may we be a people of truth and sincerity, people sincere, without wax, through the intercession of not just St. Bartholomew, but the entire link, the entire bond of the Apostolic College. May all the apostles intercede for you and help each one of you to be links in the chain, helping to bring other people back to the Lord, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.